Good evening. This is Akishvani Kohima. I'm Kahir Chesite with the evening news. The headlines. Nation to conduct civil defense mock drill tomorrow. Chief Minister Nipuryo appeals all citizens to ensure full participation and preparedness in civil defense mock drill. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda stresses upon early diagnosis, proper treatment to manage asthma. And Nagaland gets first 3D dental laboratory. Now the news in detail. India is carrying out a nationwide mock drill tomorrow to evaluate civil defense preparedness in the country. Ahead of the drill, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a meeting today with chief secretaries of states and union territories through video conferencing to review the preparation for the civil defense mock drill. The meeting was attended by the Director General of Civil Defense and the National Disaster Response Force, along with other senior officials in the national capital. Civil defense exercise and rehearsal will be organized across the 244 categorized civil defense districts of the country up to the village level. Nagaland is set to join the countrywide civil defense mock drill tomorrow. An update from the State Home Department said the exercise will be carried out under the codename Operation Abhyas across 10 districts designated as civil defense districts, namely Dimapur, Kohima, Mokokchung, Wakha, Zinheboto, Mon, Peg, Twensang, Kifri and Perin. It will begin at 4 p.m. More from our correspondent.
The mock drill will simulate various emergency situations, including incoming air raids, activation of sirens and blackout measures. It will also feature scenarios such as building fires, search and rescue, evacuation of casualties from damaged buildings resulting from aerial offensives, and setting up of temporary hospitals. Civilians will also be evacuated from endangered areas to bunkers or demilitarized zones. Early updates will be sent from the State War Room to the Directorate General of Civil Defense in New Delhi. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
The department has sought the active participation of district authorities, civil defense wardens and volunteers, Home Guard, NCC, NSS, NYKS and students. Chief Minister Nipuryo has appealed to all citizens of Nagaland to ensure full participation and preparedness in tomorrow's civil defense mock drill. As the state joins the nationwide exercise, Mr. Ryo urged for compliance with the guidelines and extended best wishes for a successful and effective exercise. National Cadet Corps cadets across the country are fully geared up to take part in this exercise across the country. Talking to Akashvani News, NCC Director General Lieutenant General Gubir Pal Singh said that the cadets will be taking part in firefighting, rescue activities, emergency situations and other activities.
NCC cadets throughout in the affected area will also participate. We are in touch with respective state departments where all there is a requirement of NCC cadets for firefighting, for rescue activities, for assisting in camouflage and other activities. Specific requirement is being indicated.
In a series of high-level meetings following the Pahalgam terror attack, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval met Prime Minister Narendra Modi at his residence in New Delhi today. Earlier, the Prime Minister had held separate meetings with Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh and chiefs of all three defence forces. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. World Asthma Day is being observed today. The day is observed on the first Tuesday in May every year to raise awareness about asthma and the importance of properly managing this chronic respiratory condition. It also emphasizes educating the public about the disease and its impact on daily life. The theme for this year is Make Inhaled Treatments Accessible for All. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda said that early diagnosis and proper treatment are crucial to manage asthma. The Union Minister in a social media post said that World Asthma Day serves as a crucial platform to raise awareness about asthma and enhance care for those living with this chronic condition. The Minister also urged policymakers, healthcare professionals and communities to work collectively towards reducing asthma-related complications and promoting respiratory health in the country. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Anupriya Patel urged people not to ignore symptoms of the respiratory condition and to prevent common asthma triggers. The minister said improvement in lifestyle, pollution control and awareness are the best ways to prevent this disease. In a significant milestone for the healthcare sector in Nagaland, the state has received its first 3D dental laboratory at Naga Hospital Authority, Kohima, NHAK. The laboratory was inaugurated by Commissioner and Secretary, Health and Family Welfare, Anup Kinchi, yesterday. Funded under PM Divine Scheme, the project is established by the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region in association with Northeastern Council and Assam Electronics Development Corporation Limited. 3D printing in dental offers several advantages, including creating accurate diagnostic models, surgical guides for precise and safer surgery, and reduced waste. NHAK has invited the public to visit the dentistry department to benefit from the technology. State Mission Director of Samagra Shiksha Nagaland, L. Jamithang Lotha, has urged education officials to step up efforts in implementing the National Education Policy 2020 and the Nipun Bharat Mission with focus on improving foundational literacy and numeracy in government schools. He stated this today during the two-day orientation and review program for assistant district coordinators and EBRC coordinators at Kohima. Highlighting the policy's vision on experiential learning, encouraging creativity and critical thinking, Mr. Lotha emphasized the need to empower teachers, integrate digital tools and ensure inclusive quality education across all stages.
This Samagra Shiksha, the main emphasis on quality education, we are trying to have experimental learning or experiential learning and multidisciplinary approach. Here we are trying to foster in the technical thinking in the children and the problem solving of the students. At the same time, to have that quality education, the other aspect is to also, whether we like or not, educate the teachers first and also empower the teachers first. That is also the approach of the Samagra Shiksha.
Mr. Lotha informed that the state has initiated individual child tracking in government schools from pre-primary to grade 2 since the 2024-25 academic session, assessing over 52,000 students. However, he noted that only about 20% of the children had reached the desired proficiency level. He urged all stakeholders to help every child achieve the goals by the end of the academic session. Mr. Lotha also stressed the urgency of meeting the Nipun Bharat Mission's deadline to achieve universal foundational literacy and numeracy for children aged 3 to 8 years by 2026-27. Deputy Mission Director Kelhika Kinye noted that the list of beacon schools will be finalized during the two-day program. The Naga Hospital Authority Kohima NHAK has reported multiple incidents of theft of its properties in and around the hospital premises. In a statement, the authority highlighted in particular the repeated theft of copper wires connecting the grounding system to the CT scan machine. It said the incident occurred twice recently, causing significant delays in the long-awaited commissioning of the CT scan service. An FIR has been filed with the South Police Station in Kohima on April 19. Terming such thefts as major disruptions to essential public health services, NHAK appealed to the public to assist with any information that could help identify the culprits. Citizens have also been urged to safeguard public health infrastructure. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Nation to conduct civil defence mock drill tomorrow. Chief Minister Nipurio appeals all citizens to ensure full participation and preparedness in civil defence mock drill. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda stresses upon early diagnosis, proper treatment to manage asthma. And Nagaland gets first 3D dental laboratory. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.